Before I begin, I too wanted to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which we meet today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I want to pay my respects to their elders past and present. As a visitor on these lands, I introduce myself as an Arunda woman and an Mbantu Arinya, or someone whose traditional lands include Alice Springs and then east and southeast of there. I also have familial ties to other parts of the greater Arunda Nation in Central Australia. Finally, as an Arunda woman, I wish to acknowledge that we are on stolen lands, that the Wurundjeri have never ceded their sovereignty, and that a treaty or sovereign agreement is yet to be negotiated for use of these lands. And therefore, as a traditional owner of elsewhere who has made her home here, I pledge to walking in solidarity with the Wurundjeri people and the greater Kulin Nations in their ongoing struggle for justice. Always was, always will be. I'm hopefully not going to speak for long today. There are far more important people to listen to than me. And therefore, I'm choosing to use the time the organising team have generously given me to speak to you as smartly and pointedly as possible. As an ally to Palestinian people, 30,000 of whom have now been brutally murdered by this genocidal and disgraceful Israeli regime, I also stand in solidarity with the many conscientious objectors and long-term peace protesters, such as the Women in Black and those currently being thrown into Israeli prisons for refusing to answer their call-ups from the IDF. When we first began gathering to call for a ceasefire and for the liberation of Palestinian people living under what can only be described as a murderous, genocidal, apartheid regime, I think I speak for all of us that not a single one of us hoped that we'd still be here 5 months later protesting. Yet here we are, still gathering, still mourning, still calling on our political leaders to take action, and still building solidarity between the movements. As an Indigenous activist and a union organiser and member, the notion of solidarity is one close to my heart, for it is in connecting of the minorities that we become a majority that they can no longer afford to ignore. And they can no longer afford to ignore us, because not only are their jobs at stake, their humanity is at stake. The longer they fuel this, the longer they remain complicit and irredeemable in our eyes. Do they really, truly wish for their legacies to be the rivers of blood they currently have on their hands? We know this genocide, this apartheid, this deprivation of human rights did not begin on the 7th of October last year. It also did not begin in 1967 with the breaching of the UN Resolution 242. Nor, I will argue, did it actually begin in 1948 with the Nakba, though the oppression has obviously been ongoing since then. No, it began well before this, with colonising powers such as Great Britain, France and the US dividing up lands which never belonged to them in order to maintain power in a resource-rich region. It began with centuries of pogroms on Jewish people in Europe, where following World War II, the Allied powers, whilst patting themselves on the back for a job well done, also treated Jewish people they had just liberated from the genocidal Nazis like hot potatoes. Australia has been there every step of the way through its undying loyalty to their colonial forebears, to the institution of the White Australia Policy. By Australia, via its own anti-Semitism, disregard for Indigenous rights and xenophobia, twice refused to establish a safe Jewish homeland in Western Australia. When there were global allies to maintain and resources to exploit, to Australia, Arab lives have long meant nothing, and to the greater West. And this country has been a constant offender. I look out here, I see hundreds, perhaps thousands of incredible people who have gathered to say no more. So many different people, so many different colours, creeds, genders, sexualities, socioeconomic backgrounds, and so forth. And with this, I would like to address the various groups of people one by one. As an ally, I wish to say to all of my Palestinian brothers and sisters, and by extension to all other Arabs here, I am so sorry. I am sorry that thanks to the resource snatching and colonial ambition, so few of your families have ever known the privilege of living in peace for countless generations. I stand with you in your time of pain and torment. I mourn your families and your communities back in Palestine, and I join in your call for a ceasefire, for the end of forced settlements and land grabs, for the freedom of all those incarcerated in Israeli prisons, and for a free Palestine. I call for the preservation of your lives and your liberties, and for true self-determination as the strong, proud people that you are. In his will, Aaron Bushnell expressed a wish. If a free Palestine was achieved and if it were amenable to the people, that his ashes be scattered there. I hope that his wishes are able to be carried out, but even more than that, I wish the Palestinian people were able to bury their own people on their lands that they have never given up with honour and dignity, and then to rebuild a society where they are safe and happy. I hope there are many more alive who have the ability to enjoy it or the right to return and see it. To my Jewish sisters and brothers in the audience, I wish to say that I see you, I acknowledge you. I know that as long as there has been a recognised Israel, there has been opposition to any Israeli regime that seeks to displace, to imprison, to incarcerate, and to murder Palestinian people. I see you come out every invasion day, every anti-fascist rally, and now every week for Palestine. To you I say, I am proud to know you. I am sorry that through your commitment to life and justice, you end up ostracized in your own communities, and in an Australia which, via its own commitment to its allies, consistently fails to confront its own legacy of anti-Semitism. I am in awe of your strength and will always walk beside you. To my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sisters and brothers, I say this right now. We have the media and members of our own community distorting our history and twisting our activism in a bid to discredit Indigenous solidarity with Palestine. This is a true shame job. As far as I'm concerned, if those people who the media is so keen to exploit as our spokespeople who claim that we are threatening long-standing solidarity from Jewish community members by standing here with Palestinians are not showing their long-standing funding interests right now, they are actually consistently baring their asses for all to see. Stand strong, stand proud. As fellow victims of genocide and colonisation, walk tall in the fact that we have survived and we know our Palestinian brothers and sisters will survive too. Know that they can twist the legacy of people such as William Cooper in order to try and unsettle us, but know, really know, that Cooper, if he were alive today, would be out here with us taking a stand against persecution for a people like he did back in 1938. A personal one for my own Arunda people and to Mpantwa for Palestine. I say this, I'm so proud of you standing strong on my traditional lands. Keep going. The fact that the Pine Gap facility still sits there on Arunda lands is a disgrace. And as an Orana person, I say shut it down. No more genocide being fed remotely by the US on Orana country. As a trade unionist, I say this, workers, we need to shut down the war machine. Join your unions, speak to your fellow members, organise hard, work out how your industry contributes to the war machine and collectively shut it down. We have all been inspired by the WebDoc actions, but there needs to be so much more. As a media practitioner, for example, I believe that the biggest war machine out there is the media. And it's through our reporting and propaganda is forged and ignorance in this country continues to flourish. As such, we need to collectively push back on the media companies and refuse to write or report any untruths designed to promote this colonial propaganda. As the union movement says, touch one, touch all. Every single worker has a role to play in shutting down the war machine and ensuring a peaceful future for Palestinians. And finally, as a past political candidate, I say this to individual Labor MPs, grow a spine. I personally know that there are Labor MPs out there who don't support this war, and I know that you keep your mouth shut and don't cross the floor for fear of party expulsion. I have done the maths and know that all it takes is for about 20 of you to band together, stand together in opposition to your party stance and put the fear into them that they will lose their right to govern if they don't start to listen to reason. So do it! How many more deaths do you need on your hands before human rights wins out? How many more? From the river to the sea, always was, always will be. Thank you.